Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here and Rock God Rick Maxa. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay for our San Diego County .4 dealers live broadcast. Here comes Ben coming by in a scooter. He kind of runs the place around here.
No kind
Steve
of about
Bernard
it.
Is here, who really runs the place. And, of course, Conway Bowman, the legendary fisherman here in Southern California, having a great time. And we have Ryan here. The casting contest is always a big thing, the Shimano casting contest. Today we're doing the flipping contest with those Shimano CI4. That is such a great reel. I love that CI4 spinning reel.
It's a very, very nice reel.
It's such a nice reel. And who is ahead, and how's it working?
Well, right now it's actually going pretty good. We have Bob from Santee in the lead. He's got three in there, and it's one of those deals where even if you make them, you still got to draw the right card. It's skill and luck.
Yeah, and has anybody scored big and drawn the wrong card?
Yes.
Darn!
A couple heartbreakers.
Yeah, a couple. All right, so you still have a chance.
Yep.
If you haven't signed up with Ryan.
Plenty of space.
Yep.
See me.
Yeah, see Ryan, and he'll get you set up for the casting contest, get you in there in the rotation, and have a chance to win that trip to Katmai Lodge. Along with the other things, we have that great AFCO belt. And then that trolling package with Rapala Williams from Lures and the flatline clips.
Awesome.
Those flatline clips are money.
Yeah, it was. And worthy. They're a really great product.
Yeah, they're really, really
good. Especially on a small boat.
Yeah, for sure. So, having a good time here talking fishing, and let's find out what's going on in the fish catch report.
You got it, man. Well, it's time for the catch report, which, again, today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. If you're ever going to be doing any type of big line connections, I would say if you ever do 80-pound and larger, which for this big bluefin, it's what's going on. That Sato Crimp Kit of ours in the tackle store gets used all night long, every night for this big fish, because it is such a secure, such a stealthy and easy connection system for big lines. If you're going to be crimping heavy fluorocarbon or heavy mono, the Sato Crimp Kit, we say it, it's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. There's a reason why it's the preferred connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connections system for Spectrum Mono or Spectrum Fluorocarbon, and I can guarantee it's the same one that the Pacific Queen is using, because we re-rig their reels every night from catching all those cows. It's a great piece of gear, and I highly, highly recommend it. You can find it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's head up to Alaska, which we're going to be checking out next week. We're going to talk to John from Whaler's Cove is on the line. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning from sunny coast New Island at Whaler's Cove Lodge. We've had some really spectacular fishing. The coho have finally arrived, and they are big. We're seeing the 10 to 13 pounders kind of common. Yesterday, we had several in the 14 range and a 17.5-pound coho, and by anybody's standard, that is a monster coho.
Indeed.
We've also had a few kings, and, of course, the halibut fishing continues to be really, really good. In fact, we had 3 over 100 caught while people with light tackle rockfish jigging. They were jigging, and they caught these monster halibut. The biggest was 148 caught on rockfish gear, which is really cool.
Wow.
That's rad. How cool is that?
Well, it sounds great, and I love to hear the sunshine idea.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Whaler's Cove, too, is you don't get the weather that they get on the other side of Baranof Island, right?
That's true. We're in a microclimate. And it's hard to believe in southeast Alaska, surrounded by rainforest, the Tongass rainforest, that we could have a climate that is so temperate. But here they get basically 40 inches of rain a year, and that's not much. And we haven't had much rain at all this year, which is good and bad, because we need the rain to bring the fish in. But basically it's just a super, super climate here. That's why the Tlingits made it their home. and there's a lot of herring here. It's just a really unique place that if you haven't experienced, you really need to at least once in your lifetime, because this is a mecca for fishing. It's a mecca for herring, and of course with herring, you get the whales, you get the coho, you get the kings, you get the black cod, you get Pacific cod, you get all kinds of rockfish and halibut, just a super variety of species that you really don't get in other parts of Southeast Alaska. It's all right here, and it's all within a few minutes of the lodge.
Yeah, fantastic. Cool. Well, I know Ricky's flying up to Juneau on Friday. We'll be flying out to the lodge on Saturday. And then Harold Davis and I will be flying up on Monday, a week from Monday, and then flying out to the lodge on Tuesday morning for our four-day trip. Ricky's hosting a three-day. I'm hosting the four-day, 1 week away, less than a week away for Ricky. So 2017 is already booking up. This 2016 trip booked fast. If you want to get on our 2017 trip at Whalers Cove, get on it. How do we get a hold of you there, John?
Well, you can call our reservation line and talk to Jay at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Get online, see what's available, and then make your phone call or send an email. And don't forget to bring sunscreen, because you're going to need it. It's nice and sunny up here.
Love it, man.
I like the sounds of that, man.
Yeah,
that's
for
cool,
sure.
John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday when Ricky arrives and get the full
report. All right,
we'll
see you then.
Thanks, John. All right, let's continue on with our catch report. Talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Steve, Conway. Great show here this morning. So, guys, another spectacular week in sport fishing here for the Southern California private boater. Oh, my God, big fish, nice weather. Makes for a pretty good combination, for sure.
Okay,
it also makes it tough to decide which way to go with so much going on. But I'll run down a couple highlights here. At Catalina, I always got to talk about my favorite island. They're still cranking out a steady stream of mixed-grade yellowtail, frontside, backside, east-west. There's fish scattered all over the island. Trolling Rapala is a good way to get one, as is Soltrolling a big mackerel in 15 to 20 fathoms in many spots around the island. One of the spots where the biggest ones are hanging out, I talked to a friend of mine that runs a squid boat, backside middle above the closure line, some tanker-grade fish in there. San Clemente Island, still some yellows around. Backside west there has kind of been the better area, good bass fishing at the island, a little bit of rockfish, a little slower than it's been, but still decent. And then as a side note, I got an airplane report from a pilot there, saw a couple of free-swimming wahoo, yep, wahoo, in the east side of Clemente there. So get your marauders ready, guys. Might have a new dimension here soon. At San Nicolas Island, good fishing on nice grade yellowtail there, biting both squid and sardines. Unfortunately, that weather's coming up a little bit, so it may make it tough to get to the outer island. Santa Barbara Island, no reports at all this week from the island proper, but the Osborne just below the island got very nice conditions on the bank and a good sprinkle of marlin up there, biting pretty good here this week. And that whole marlin scene is getting going like last year. Looks like stuff's coming in from the southwest there, and it might be staying up that way. We'll see. And like San Nicolas, so kind of choppy up that way today right at the moment. No sign of tuna up that way either. I talked to several guys that have fished there over the past few days, and no sign of tuna fish up to the west. And then there's the offshore scene. Oh, my God. There's some fun stuff around. Dorado and yellows on kelps as far up as the rigs here off Long Beach now. And then scattered spots of nice yellowfin off the slide, 277, 267, 209 area, of course. And then off the domes down Oceanside, you know, scattered yellowfin throughout. A little bit of that bigger bluefin in there. But those yellowfins were biting pretty good yesterday for the early birds that got on them first. But it's that big bluefin that's really stealing the show. Again, I can't even imagine how many 200-pound plus fish were hooked, fought, caught, and sadly lost this week. What an insane bite down there again. Some of that fish is still biting the colt snipers and the flat falls and the poppers, but in reality, the best fishing for those big boys is slow trolling a mackerel or skipping a yummy flyer underneath the kite there. And fish heavy gear, guys, we got opportunity to catch 200-pounders right here in our backyard, and it's here now, may never be here again, certainly hasn't ever been here like this before. But it's time to go.
That's good advice, Mark, man. If you want to catch one of those giants, you've got to be fishing for them. You know, the casting, popping, surface iron tackle, can it take a big one? It has taken a big one, sure, but, I mean, let's be real. If you really want to catch one of those things, it's a must to be on super heavy tackle. It's the only way to make it happen.
I have been tortured all week in the store, probably much the same as yourself, with, you know, guys and their stories of 200-pounders and pictures of 200-pounders, 240s, 250s. Like, oh, my God, I think Hanson got a 270 or something yesterday. Holy cow.
Wow.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Wow. Sure, you think we'll hear about it tomorrow?
I wonder.
I'm surprised we can't hear it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mark, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's had all the dope on Catalina, on the Osborne, on Big Tuna, everywhere. Fishdope.com is your source for the best information. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, is your $20 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, if we want to find you, how do we find you?
Well, today I'm going to be in the store. Tomorrow I'm going to be in search of 200-pounders. But the store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone is 714-840-4262. Website, pacificedgetackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week. No telling what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, good luck on your trek there, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate
that. Got it. All right.
Let's head on to San Diego, just right across the street from where we're at now at Dana Landing, and talk to Marcos, who's calling us from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Enjoying a little Mission Bay good times and wanting to hear about some good fishing.
Is that why we almost had some rain earlier? Yeah, Charlie Brown cloud following you around there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. That's sunshine. That was me, baby.
It's hot over here.
Yes, hot at Dana Landing. Yeah, What's going on at
Seaport? I don't know about Seaport. It'd be great. Cold over there. I don't know.
Dana Landing would be the third best tackle shop in San Diego, correct? well, we've had some pretty good fishing this week about what we've been seeing the last few weeks here. The new Seaport's on those half-day trips, Bonito, Barracuda, Calico Bass, Sand Bass. Nice mix of fish on there. The Twilight's very similar there. Lots of good calico bass fishing on those. No 200-pound calico bass, but there's still some pretty good fishing on there. The three-quarter-day trip, a little tougher the last couple days here. They actually had a Dorado and three Bonito yesterday. Day before that, they had five yellowtail, 17 Bonito, a couple Barracuda. Day before that, good yellowtail fishing, Bonito, Barracuda. So about what you expect from the San Diego. Not necessarily what we've seen the last few years with all that great yellowfin fishing, but I think we got kind of spoiled with that. There's still some very good fishing on the three-quarter-day trip there. The overnight trips, nice mix of yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail, seeing a couple other exotics mixed in there. That's the majority of the fishing there, which is also very good fishing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can see our full schedule up there for those half days, the overnights, the 1.5 days, the 3/4 days. You can make reservations straight online. Of course, you can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And if you're in the Mission Bay area, you can come down, you know, and stop by, see you guys, and come over to the best tackle shop in San Diego, stop and get a rock cod, Rick Brick's Frito, and go out fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Great report. Sounds like good fishing to be had, and good fishing coming up this week as well. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
And we'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Wraps up our catch report there.
Actually, we're going to check in with
bonus.
We got our man holding up our Northern Baja report, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financials on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Rick.
Hey, let's start down in Mulegé, where I'll be passing through tomorrow evening. Nathan from Playa Buenaventura reports serving paella, fresh paella, to his guests with freshly speared snapper from inside Bahia Concepcion yesterday, so that sounds good for dinner tomorrow night. We're heading up to La Bocana. La Bocana, there's not been much really reported, still a little bit of wind there, but some of the inside bay fish have been being caught, so we may give a stop in there and see if that heats up. Bahia Ascension, early yellowtail fishing continues to be very good, so ahead of schedule and strong counts of yellowtail there. Up at Cedros, talked to Jeff from Cedros Tackle the other day, and he said yellowfin tuna are starting to show all around the island, so what a great bonus to try to swing out and catch some of those while you're targeting the consistent yellowtail and the calico bass that continues there. Up at Bay of L.A., the big news for this week is I guess all the Dorado that aren't showing up in the East Cape shot right past there and have now showed up in very large numbers in the Bay of Los Angeles. A couple days, Joel from Joel Sport Fishing reported catching up to 40 fish there the other day, just a couple days ago, up to 20 pounds, so Dorado are showing up in big numbers there out towards the outer islands. Yellowtail still continues to be steady inside. Bait's been a little tough for some, easier for others, I guess. San Quintin, yellowtail fishing continues to be very good. Everything's on the surface. They're trolling plugs around, throwing surface iron, live bait. When the pelagics are starting to move in closer, a couple of boats have run out there, and I think some of the fish are starting to stack up there and ready to move into our area. And also in San Quintin, strong fishing, yellowtail dorado on the patties, and yellowfin tuna just outside Bonda Bank in good numbers. Up in,
wow, fantastic. Lots of good stuff. Have a great trip down there. And meantime, if you want good, sound financial advice and a fish report, call Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. How do we get a hold of you, Rick?
On the phone, 949-481-1807 and sportfishingfinancial.com.
All right. Thanks, Rip. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that, and that is our catch report today. Let's go ahead and jump back into it here. Bob and Santee. Bob, is he casting? Is he? There he is.
Standing by.
There's Bob.
He
and
was
Santee
in the lead, so I'm sure he's patiently,
patiently
watching to see who's up.
Oh, boy.
Well, it just got bumped out by Sean. It got
Sean.
What can you do?
Yeah.
What
right
can you do? Conway, I dabbled in fly fishing for many years, a little bit here, a little bit there, mostly up in the Sierras, but what is your biggest fish that you've caught on a fly rod, and what is your dream fish on a fly rod?
Biggest,
good question.
Yeah, great question. Biggest fish is a mako shark, right about 350 pounds. So that was a huge. I mean, that's a big fish for a fly rod. My dream fish is an arapaima caught, hopefully, they're in the Amazon River.
Right.
And that's a fish I really want to target.
Arapaima.
Very large predatory fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's actually a pretty good fly fishery for that now down in the Amazon. And so they've got these reserves where they're protected because the arapaima is a heavily sought after commercial fish in Brazil. Anyway, these areas protect them, and you can get them up to 400 pounds down there on a fly rod.
Wow.
And they jump. They're sort of like a tarpon. They breathe air.
Right.
You hook them, they jump. They're massive fish. So that's sort of the bucket list fish for me. So.
To give you an idea, Conway, though, we've all been to Christmas Island and caught GTs up to 100 pounds on traditional heavy popper gear, and it's pretty gnarly. And Conway comes back and says, yeah, I got a couple over 100 on the fly rod.
Fly rod.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's ridiculous.
It's impossibility.
It's an impossibility. And he's just like, well, I got a couple that day, and then he's not even on a boat. He's like, I was running up and down the reef, and I'm like, good God.
Yeah. The GT is an awesome fish on a fly rod. If you ever get a chance to go to Christmas Island, it is a wonderful fish. And they're so predatory. They come right in, and they'll grab a fly. And
really?
It's one of the hardest fighting fish you'll ever catch.
Especially in that shallow water.
Oh, in the
are you
shallow
catching
water
them on the flats there?
On the flats. Those pancake flats.
Yeah.
There, and they'll try to run you off the reef, and you have to put maximum amount of pressure on them. And, you're using a 12 or 14-weight fly rod, and that's still ultralight tackle for a fish that big. And it's great. And, so once you break them, they make this tremendous run. You put enough pressure on them, and they kind of just they don't give up, but they kind of just break down, and you can kind of get them in once you do that, once you put the heat on them. But they're a tremendous fish. So
I caught one with Steve once on a Stella like 20,000 with 100-pound, and I pulled literally as hard as I could. That thing never broke once. So how Conway's making that happen with a fly rod, I'll never know.
The thing with a fly rod, you can only put a certain amount of pressure on this fish. So, and oftentimes when you put too much pressure on a fish, they completely just freak out, and they use every piece of energy in their body to basically get away from you. With a fly rod, you can, I think, 20 pounds of pressure, that's a lot for a fly rod. So you put the pressure on them, they'll run, and then all of a sudden they'll just kind of settle down. And once they do that, you can kind of get them in because they're not feeling all that heavy pressure. And I find that with big mako sharks, too. You're not hammering on them with all that pressure, 60 pound of pressure. It's 20, 30 with a fly rod, and you can get them in. So it's one of those games, it's kind of a field game. But you can definitely do it. You can catch some really, really big fish on a fly rod if you kind of know how to fight them and know how to, know the sort of pressure range of your gear or your reels.
How much pressure can you put on a 12-weight fly rod?
That's a good question. 20, maybe? 20, maybe? I don't know. We did a test once, and we had a guy on a motorcycle, and he ran out. And he was
a guy on a motorcycle.
So he ran out and he went
hook up.
He went like 100 yards out, and at the end of that run, this guy had a boga grip, and they pulled the fly line, and I think I want to say it was 100 yards. It was like 6 pounds of pressure. It's not much at all. So, yeah.
So, because there's so much flex in the line.
So much flex in the line and the rod.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
So it's one of those things that, you know, it's amazing what you can catch on a fly rod.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Pretty amazing.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, this massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Dana Landing, Mission Bay, hanging out, talking to Conway, talking to Steve, and having some good times, man. We're giving away some serious stuff.
So I was just looking for my Maui Jim sunglasses because the sun, you know, it may be not be out at Seaforth, but it's out almost out here, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like 80 degrees here.
Yeah, beautiful. Time to go fishing and having a great time, giving away some phenomenal prizes. Cowboy is and Tommy have been almost have a clean slate there, but there's still time to come on down to Dana Landing have a little breakfast and shop for some Maui Jim sunglasses, some tackle, and
then Johnny's ear, find out what's biting.
Yeah. Have a chance to win a trip to Katmai Lodge or a trip on the blackjack. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, the whole deal there. Join us right down here and have a good time at Dana Landing. And let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or 877-792-1090. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Dennis, who's called us from Cypress this morning. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really enjoy listening to your show. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller.
Thank you. I'm going to be
going out on that overnight next week, and I'm going to be taking a few friends with me that they're very familiar with freshwater fishing. However, this is their first time going saltwater because they want to catch some tuna. Now, what I wanted to ask you guys was how many rigs or what type of rigs, you know, should we tell them to rent?
Now, Conway, you take a lot of first-timers out. I know a lot of visitors here. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
The first-timers on saltwater, they're familiar with freshwater fishing, but first-timers on saltwater.
And this is fly fishing or just
regular fishing?
Conventionally,
yeah.
They're going sport boat fishing, wanted to know how many rigs and what size.
Oh, geez. So I would, you know, a basic 20-pound outfit would be great. You know, if they're proficient at spinning gear, there's some great spinning gear out there. A 7-foot rod, pretty much, yeah. I mean, what do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I would say right, Steve. Like a 25-pound, a 30-pound, and a 40-pound would be like your traditional one-day gear. But this year depends on what direction they take the boat.
Go into the landing, ask them. They're going to tell you exactly what they're doing. I mean, like you said, there's so many different directions you can go right now.
And the rental gear at the landings are great.
Yep.
Now, do you rent gear here at Dana Landing?
We do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you're on a 6-pack on the Impulse, or if you're on a 4-pack on the Blackjack, is the tackle included?
Of course, yeah. All the tackle, and it's all top of the line, you know, custom made rods and international and Shimano rods and reels. I mean, everything down to fluorocarbon. I mean, there's just boxes of fluorocarbon on there.
Part of the deal.
Ringed hooks, the whole nine yards. I mean, we only take care of six guys, so it's easy for us to
get a heavy rig, like an 80-pound rig, too? Or?
Just go to the landing.
Yeah.
I mean, really and truly, it's like we said, there's just so many variables, and this stuff is changing so fast. I would just go into the landing and say, I'm going on the Pacific Queen, for instance, and say, help me out. And they're going to know, hey, they're going on a day and a half. They're going to be looking after big bluefin. They're going to tell you this is what they're going to have on the boat. You don't need to deal with a kite rod. Just in case for a bait rod, when you have a 40-pound. It's almost silly for us to try and guess what's going to happen.
Here's the prime example. I think it was yesterday or the day previous at the tackle store. Both the Condor and the Pacific Queen were on one day or day and a half, whichever it was. By lunchtime, the Condor had 120 mixed yellowtail and tuna. By lunchtime, and all nice ones, 25, 30-pound tuna. And the Pacific Queen had 8 tuna over 100 pounds and 200-pounders. And the gear that you need for those two are just worldly different. You know, so you might be on a boat that's trophy hunting. You might be on a boat that's trying to catch, big numbers of kelp paddy elephants. So I think Steve's got it dialed. You just got to find out what the boat's going to be doing. And typically we always say you're going on a one-day trip, you need 25-pound and a 2-0. This year that's not necessarily the case.
That's it. Hey, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for being a long-time listener, first-time caller. Please join us again. Mike O'Connor is here from Ocean Beach. He's right next door. Mike, are you still around? There he is.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for joining us here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Appreciate that very much.
What's up, Mike?
My pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good morning.
Great.
All right. My question is about surface iron.
All right.
So on the leading edge of the iron, you got a flat front side and you got a rounded front side. And the rounded front side gives you a tighter wobble. The flat side gives you a wider wobble. The wider wobble is preferred by white sea bass, from what I understand, and the tighter one will catch a yellow. What are the bluefin like?
They like it to be in front of them when they're going through.
That's always a good question, right? Yeah.
Just in
they manner. Were on the flatfalls this week. You know, the other thing, too, I was talking to the guys at Ahi on the live deception jigs, and Jason was telling me that you put a little bend in the live deception jig, and it gives it a little bit of kind of almost like a flat fallish action. It's been working really well for them.
We always say with our surface iron, we try to not take we always try to not worry about a jig that swims real good because, one, those bluefin have a tendency of chewing you off, and two, if you're casting them into those big foamers, it's even more common to have, when you hook a fish, to have another one swim into the line and bust you off. And they're definitely not a super concern with having a rad swimming lure.
Yeah.
So you don't want to cast your prized Tatty 45 or 7X you've had for 20 years that you might worry about losing, you know, so.
Yeah, but if you hook a big one.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you don't want to.
You don't
want to
lose.
That's what I'm. That's what
yeah.
I mean. Like, you don't want to fish that good jig because they don't. They don't seem to be overly as concerned. I'm with you. I mean, I like fishing a flat fall or something. And if I am fishing a surface iron, we've definitely gone to swapping the hooks a little bit with all the super big fish around and fishing a piece of 130 pound Seaguar Premier. We put like an 18 inch piece of that in front of all of our surface iron. Just
interesting.
That
good
bluefin, they choke the jigs down a lot of times. And they got teeth, and those things love to. Especially red at color, they open their mouth, they shake their head, and they're so notorious for sawing you off when they get close to the boat like that. So, I know that's not a perfect jig question, but I would say tie one on, cast it into the spot.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Hope you get
bit. Thanks
luck,
a lot
buddy.
For coming down to Dana Land. I appreciate that. Michael Mayer is sitting right in front of us here, fully decked out in Let's Talk About Garb.
Yeah,
you've
got to have the best skin.
That's it.
I think I've already asked one question about the blackjack and whatnot, so I got that taken care of. And I was wondering on the, not the old popper, orcas, but the new ones that's coming out, I was wondering, trying to get some information about them, the new orcas that they got, not the poppers. I got
but
tons.
The stick bait.
Okay.
Like the hard jerk bait, you mean?
Is that what they are, the hard jerk bait?
That's been around since before the poppers.
The orca?
Yeah, different
no.
one. Well, they got a different one that they introduced.
The brand new ones they came out.
Yeah. They have a sinking orca now, too.
It's different than those ones. So those are like the stick bait style ones, and they're coming out. I think they introduced it at ICAST. It's like a hard jerk bait. So like a Lucky Craft or an X-Rap, you know, one of those hard jerk baits where you sweep the jig into a slack line and the jig will kind of dart and suspend and stay in a particular area. So it's just it'll be a great bait. I mean if we had that at the beginning of the season when all this bluefin was on those big meatballs, which they still are. And we saw that picture of Sherm on those big spots of foam and fish. I mean that'd be a really good one for it. But I mean I know that they were introduced at ICAST. I don't think that they're out and available for purchase yet. Maybe, you know, like sometimes when Shimano comes out with something new, a little bit of them get sprinkled out. I haven't seen one yet. I don't know if you guys have or not.
Either,
but,
no.
But they're gonna be cool. I mean that's all we know. I mean everything in that line has been great. The stick bait's been really good, those orca pops are a really good one, and certainly expect the same out of that new jerk bait for sure.
How are you guys doing that on the popper that Fisherman's on? You got a good supply there?
I know a good amount of poppers here. I know they got some really good poppers inside here at Dana too. I mean there's
big stock of poppers.
I think they're flush right now and certainly worth picking up.
Thank you.
There you go. And by the way, Michael's sporting the charcoal color Let's Talk Hookup shirt. Ooh. We were out of stock for a while.
Who's going to come out with the charcoal hat?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll have to talk to Doug about that. But I saw Doug from the Branding Iron
around here earlier.
He is floating around. But we're back in stock on our charcoal Let's Talk Hookup shirt, which is certainly our most popular color. And you can get those on our shop page at hookup1090.com. Order them right online. And thanks, Michael, for coming down. Next up, Dennis G. Dennis is working his way up here to the microphone here. I want to thank Dick and Isaiah, our chief engineers here, for doing a fantastic job. And, of course, for Steve for hosting us here for our San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote podcast here. Nice crowd of people and always nice to see great people here. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. Well, you see I have mine, too.
Nice. Well
done.
Yeah,
very good.
Nice job.
So I wonder what event we're at, huh? Now, I want to... Where's
Step up to that mic there, please.
Where is the gentleman that was talking about Lake Hodges?
Right here.
That's Conway,
that's
right here.
That's this guy right here.
Man, I'm telling you, that was the best lake I took my kids to catch crappie.
Yep.
What's the conditions now? Do you think they'll ever get that good?
We had a great crappie season this year, and it's a short window. It's March and April, but we had a great volume of fish caught. The crappie and Hodges they sort of migrate around. Typically, they'll start in the narrows and they'll kind of migrate around out in front of the boat dock. There's a big bay right there, and that's what they've been doing the last few years. And I saw a couple of fish this year that were, you know, in that 3 pound range,
and they were
beautiful. I mean, most
big,
of the fish were very, very
3 pound crappie.
3 pound crappie.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I was catching 2 pounders back then, so.
And the reason why they're so big there is because there's such a great volume of the threadfin shad in there. We have a huge volume of that food item for them, and that's what they feed. So those shad kind of migrate around the lake. You know, they kind of move with the water temp, and then the crappie kind of follow them around. And then typically in March and April, they'll end up right in the narrows and then right in front of the boat dock in that bay. And I'll tell you, it's great fishing. And, and you can always tell when Hodges is really on fire with crappie, because if you drive up on Del Dios Highway and you look down, you'll just see boats and float tubes all over this one area, sort of like, you know, half-day boats off La Jolla. So it's great, and it is really, really good and has been for a number of years.
I met a gentleman back in the mid-'90s that taught my kids some lessons with those crappie jigs that they have in the store.
Mm-hmm.
He used to manufacture them. I don't know what his name is and if he still have them. But it's like a brown crappie jig.
Boy, you know,
I've never seen them anywhere else.
I don't know. There's so many great crappie jigs out now that, you know, I mean, it's really a science. I mean, these guys come out and they have a full brace of, you know, jigs that they use, different weights, different colors, different sizes.
I'll bet the guys at East County Bait and Tackle.
I know a place.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
well, that's where they've got
no
them.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, they've got everything there. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate that. Dennis, thanks a lot for coming. Wayne, Point Loma. Wayne, you still around?
While we're waiting for Wayne to grow up, I got to give a big, major lifesaver to Ryan over at East County Bait and Tackle. So when Dad and I were leaving for our Cedros trip, we were literally to the point of packing the gear, like packing the last rod, and Dad popped the insert out of the stripper guide on his favorite bass rod. I mean, we were leaving in the morning, and it's not early in the day either. It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we roll down to East County Bait and Tackle, and Ryan, like, I just need a guide. Like, I can't even get to our tackle store in time. He goes, I'll get a guide, and we can electrical tape it on there. Literally took the rod up, cut the original guide off, rewrapped a new guide on with Spectra, glassed the thing on. We fished the whole trip. Like, he made a rod repair happen in 10 minutes. You know, it was really cool. And literally got Dad back on his favorite bass rod and back through the trip. It was good to hear. That's what those guys do out here.
He's going to be in the guest. He's gonna
August
be guest 20th.
Ryan from East County Bait and Tackle will be here. He's used to work at Seaforth. He's got a lot of saltwater knowledge. He's going to be some freshwater knowledge, of course, from East County Bait and Tackle. And, of course, sorry, I won't be here. I'll be just coming back from Whalers Cove Lodge, which you'll be coming back. So it'll be Ricky and Ryan on the show on August 20th. That should be a great
show. That's going to be awesome. Yeah. Those guys are so, so good. You want to talk about people that live it and breathe their bass fishing. Oh, my God. You hired some nuts in that place.
Yeah. So you didn't win the Hemingway lookalike contest.
I did not. I
never. But you shaved the beard off.
It's hot in Key West. As soon as the contest was over, I shaved. I do that every year.
Okay.
I did fish down there again, though. I caught a grunt and a porgy.
Nice.
You don't get a lot of porgy around here.
No.
Beautiful eating fish.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of bass, I wanted to ask something. I just read this week that the California Fish and Game Commission is considering in Northern California changing the limits and the take on bass to allow smaller bass and a higher number of bass taken in order to protect the salmon run. So, I mean, bass have been in Northern California and in this state for over 100 years. They're as native now as the salmon are. When is the Fish and Game Commission going to stop trying to play God?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have no idea. And is it specifically the largemouth bass or is it striped bass?
It was all.
All
it
bass.
Small, large, and striped.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good
question. That's what I read.
Yeah, and you're right because I read something similar to that as well. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the directive is. So.
Yeah, I don't know about it either.
That's nuts.
Yeah, well, you know, on the defense side, knowing nothing about it, if you are trying to protect the salmon smolt and, you know, basically an endangered species, and you take some of the smaller fish out of the population that are voraciously feeding on those and leave the bigger fish, maybe it's okay. I don't know the answer.
But, you know, it's interesting. They have coexisted for 100 years. So it's sort of it's interesting to see how that dynamic is going to play out.
Sure. Yeah. They have so many water issues too.
That may be the point. It's more water than fish.
Yeah, it's really the answer.
I don't know, but it's you know, obviously protecting our indigenous Pacific salmon and steelhead. Maybe that's what they're really focused on, because you know the bass is not an indigenous fish to California. So you know, and it seems like they're sort of trying to get that going. But anyway, I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, especially the striped bass, right?
Yeah, striped bass is not. I think
they're voracious.
Very.
Yeah.
However, they've coexisted with the salmon because they feed on different food items.
Oh,
so,
they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, but that's, you know, that's a whole different thing. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Just focus on bluefin. We'll be good. We know all about those things.
Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. The phones are definitely packed up. Paul in El Cajon, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook. A very patient caller for hanging in there with us. Paul, good morning.
Did Paul hang in there?
Yeah, maybe.
Guess not.
Maybe Paul didn't hang in. All right, well, then how about we... All right, how about then we talk to Alex and his calling us from Corona. Alex, you still hanging with us?
How's it going, gentlemen? How you doing, Pete and Rick?
What's up, Alex?
Good morning.
Hey, I was debating with my buddy the other day. My question is this. Being that there's no stretch really in fluorocarbon, you know, between the connection between fluoro and spectra, for the most part, I was debating them versus mono, because I was talking to a gentleman in a tackle shop over at Fisherman's Access. He was telling me that basically he fishes mono because of the stretch factor with the tuna. And I was like, well, I was thinking, right, Rick, more so that couldn't you compensate with that by basically backing off the drag a little bit from its normal setting to just back up to just let that fish eat that bait? So when you go into gear, it kind of gives it, you know, the tension of a stress, in other words, right? So it doesn't pop that hook out of that bluefin's mouth right away as soon as you go into gear. Sometimes I think they're lost on that. I've seen them pop off like that, and I'm wondering what you think, what's your take on that?
I think that's a good call. I mean, there's I think to catch those real big ones that a lot of drag needs to be applied to that fish, I think that a lot of people make their mistake in being too worried about pulling a hook or too worried about the hook coming out or too worried about, you know, pulling too hard and breaking the line. How we do it just from big fish fishing down, you know, on the long range trips is we set our drag at strike very, very high. Like our strike drag setting is where we typically plan to end the fight from. So, and mostly fishing with Talica lever drag reel. So when we get a bite, we don't necessarily put the reel into strike upon the hook set. We just put the drag up maybe halfway to strike, enough to get the hook into the fish, let him take a big initial run, get the hook set into him, and then apply a lot of drag at strike. And if when that fish is circling, it's still able to slip line off the reel at strike, that's when we'll go into that range of full drag. But yeah, I think that, you know, applying slightly less drag upon hook set is fine, but I think you really need to pour it onto him as soon as that fish has settled down. If the hook,
longer the fight,
yeah,
the more chance you have to lose him. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just a few minutes left for Cliff,
Cliff,
the way from Lakewood.
How you doing, guys?
Thanks for coming down from Lakewood, Cliff.
Hey, Ricky, just got back from Cedros, and I'm planning on going on Friday.
Nice.
And leaving, just excited. My question is, I don't remember, is how long rods can you take? How do you pack them in towels or bubble bag? And what's the weight requirement? Is it 25 or 30? I don't remember.
So there is no limit to the length of rods. I took 10-foot Terramar surface iron rods.
Wow.
You do not pack them in a tube. You pack them on their own. Putting a little piece of bubble wrap around the tips is probably a good idea. They just go right down the center aisle of the plane that you're on. And the weight is, at no charge, the weight is 35 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And then I think it's like 20 pesos for every 2 kilos after that, which, you know, I hate to say is not the end of the world, but it's kind of not that big of a deal if you go over. You just pay a couple of bucks and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So,
I just
want
to put my
and I will say, I know these guys have a bunch of them in here. That 8-inch MC weedless bait on the weighted hook was just on fire.
What
so,
weight hook?
I was using a 3/4 ounce. 3/4 ounce weighted, you know, weedless style hook.
Okay.
And that 8-inch MC weedless. And anything that was brown or baitfish color, they were just
saying that
crushing.
The little shaz or a little...
The minnow. Yeah,
that's what it was, the minnows. Those are pretty good, too.
Sure. I'm sure we were just fishing.
The only downside with that is the multiple treble hooks.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you can't come up with
because then you can't catch another one real fast. You have to
right.
But, that MC Weedless with that warbait head, that's probably...
Yeah, we were fishing like that. We fished a lot of 7-inch Viejo with a warbait head and a... But the best thing for us was that big weedless bait with the weighted style.
Oh, the weighted style. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, like you'd fish the MC weedless.
Just that's what it was, MC weedless.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Very good. Hey, Cliff,
have
a great
blast,
time.
Man. No doubt.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Dana Landing.
All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We're giving away all kinds of great stuff. We're literally giving away Maui Jim sunglasses. We're giving away a 3/4 day trip on the Liberty. We're going to give out the casting contest prizes. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Looking for a new exciting fishing excursion this year? Come to Cedros Island for a kayak trip. Cedros Tackle is pleased to announce the completion of their newly built casita. Enjoy their beautiful secluded home with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. All tours will use Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience on Cedros Island. Travel light and leave your tackle at home if you'd like, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear, which includes Phoenix rods and Daiwa reels. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by staff while you sit by the fire and enjoy the views of Mount Cedros. If you dream of catching a 10-pound calico bass or 40-pound yellowtail, Cedros Tackle will put you right in the spots where you'll be casting at fish that may have never seen a jig before. Come join Jeff, Omar, and the gang for a beautiful trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedrostackle.com for more information and to book your trip.
At Dawson & Associates Insurance Services, we recommend travel insurance for your next trip. Plans include trip cost cancellation, emergency medical evacuation, and medical expenses. For the frequent traveler going at least 100 miles from home, we have an annual plan, including foreign and domestic travel that insures every trip you make for an entire year for only $267. We guarantee the lowest prices on all our travel insurance products. Call Bob or Christy at 619-460-5615, or to view prices or apply online, visit safariglobaltravel.com. That's safariglobaltravel.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the three-quarter day trip going aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing is going to Alex in Corona. Alex, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Liberty. Such a cool new ride.
And the winner of the Maui Jim Piahi sunglasses, Jeff from Rosarito.
Hey,
we drew his name.
Steve
Bernard drew his name, and he didn't get up on the mic, but he is in there and eligible. And the random draw winner, Mike Hemphill. Congratulations, Mike. Now you have a chance to go to Katmai Lodge or on the Blackjack or win one of those Shimano rods and reels, one of 8 qualifiers. And, Ryan, what about the casting contest?
All right, so there was some definite heartbreakers in there, but
wrong card, yep. Heartbreakers, right?
In first place, we have Sean Robertson.
Sean! Now, Sean has not qualified before, right?
I don't think so, okay. Not this year.
All right.
Then we have Bob Lehman in second.
Bob Lehman in second.
And then Pablo in third.
Pablo nice. In third. Oh, Pablo! All right, well, we got the prizes for you. Of course, the one who wins the chance to go to Katmai Lodge and go on the Blackjack and all that other great stuff. And wow, what a great show.
Awesome.
Thanks,
man.
Steve, for hosting our San Diego County Ford Dealers trip. And thank you, Conway Bowman.
Yes, sir.
Talking
pleasure.
About the Outfitters Ford F-Series trucks, sponsors that show. And, again, how do we find that show?
So go to the Sportsman's Channel, so sportsmanschannel.com, and then click on the shows, and you'll see the Outfitters.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Conway, for your time. Appreciate that. And, Steven, how do we find you here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay?
Well, real quick, thanks for having this, Pete. I mean, these guys are leaving with so many prizes, it's crazy. And, obviously, just come down and see us. We're right here in Mission Bay or danalanding.com, 619-226-2929.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate that much. I want to thank the Cowboy and Tommy P. for helping out with the prizes. Thank them very much. I want to thank Isaiah and Dick for doing a great job on the engineering. Adam, of course, in the Mighty 1090 studios, and Ryan on the casting contest. Give a big hand to Ryan there. He did a great job with the casting contest. And most of all, give yourselves a big hand for coming out today. We sure appreciate all your support of Let's Talk Hookup and all our San Diego County Ford dealer events. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Dr. Brad Stiles, Dr. Ken Morris from the Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge will be in the Mighty 1090 studios with me. We'll see you back here, right here, on the Mighty 1090.